Starting July 21st, farmers in Alaska can sign up for the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Reimbursement Transportation Cost Payment Program. Under the 2014 Farm Bill, farmers outside the contiguous United States can now receive a portion of the costs of shipping their agricultural products over long distances. The announcement of the new plan was made last Friday morning by USDA Farm Service Agency Administrator Juan Garcia. Danny Constantine is State Director of the USDA Farm Service Agency.
So this helps Alaska farmers with their costs, and it kind of helps level the playing field so that they can produce a crop and compete with some of the food that's being imported from the lower 48.
Constantine says Alaska's peony, hay, and barley growers will all benefit. Fish producers are not included in the plan, but oyster farmers in Southeast and Prince William Sound can take advantage of the program.
It helps all Alaska farmers, from the big farmers up in Delta growing hay and barley to the very smallest farmers growing vegetables for a farmer's market.
The reimbursement program also pays producers for the costs of buying supplies needed for planting at the start of the season. The benefits to producers are based on costs incurred each fiscal year, subject to an $8,000 cap. Reimbursements are usually paid back in spring, Constantine says. The ruling also affects Hawaii, Puerto Rico, Guam, American Samoa, and other islands far from the mainland U.S. The USDA will spend $1.8 million in transportation offset costs for producers enrolled in the program in the last year.